Building confidence through coaching. Confidence is the cornerstone of success in every aspect of life. Whether you are leading a team, pursuing career advancement, starting a business, or simply navigating daily challenges, confidence determines how effectively you communicate, make decisions, and take action. While some people appear naturally confident, the truth is that confidence is a skill that can be developed, strengthened, and maintained through targeted coaching approaches. Understanding confidence coaching and its transformative potential is the first step toward unlocking your full potential and helping others do the same. Confidence coaching represents a specialized area of personal development that focuses on identifying and addressing the root causes of self-doubt while building sustainable confidence from within. Unlike temporary motivation or surface-level positive thinking, effective confidence coaching creates lasting change by addressing limiting beliefs, developing practical skills, and establishing new behavioral patterns that support long-term confidence. Understanding the foundation of confidence coaching. At its core, confidence coaching operates on the principle that confidence is not a fixed trait but a dynamic state that can be cultivated through specific strategies and practices. The coaching process begins with understanding where confidence comes from and what undermines it. Many people struggle with confidence due to past experiences, negative self-talk, fear of failure, or comparison with others. A skilled coach helps clients identify these patterns and develop healthier approaches to self-perception and goal achievement. The coaching relationship itself serves as a powerful confidence-building tool. Through consistent support, accountability, and guidance, clients experience what it feels like to be truly heard, valued, and encouraged. This experience alone can shift someone's self-perception and create the foundation for increased confidence in other areas of life. Effective confidence coaching also recognizes that confidence manifests differently for different people. Some individuals need to develop assertiveness skills, while others might need to overcome perfectionism or fear of judgment. The best coaches tailor their approach to each client's unique needs, personality, and goals, ensuring that the confidence-building process feels authentic and sustainable. Developing confidence as a coach. For coaches themselves, building confidence in their coaching abilities is crucial for delivering effective results. New coaches often struggle with imposter syndrome, questioning whether they have enough experience or expertise to guide others. However, there are proven strategies that coaches can use to develop their confidence and become more effective in their practice. One of the most important aspects of coach confidence is recognizing that coaching is not about having all the answers. Instead, it's about asking the right questions, creating safe spaces for exploration, and trusting the coaching process. Confident coaches understand that their role is to facilitate discovery and growth, not to be the expert on their client's life or challenges. Building coaching confidence also involves continuous learning and skill development. The most confident coaches are those who remain curious, seek feedback, and constantly refine their approach. They invest in their own coaching education, participate in supervision or mentoring relationships, and regularly reflect on their practice to identify areas for improvement. The process of building coaching confidence. Developing confidence as a coach or through coaching follows a predictable process that involves several key stages. Building a coaching confidence practice requires understanding these stages and working through them systematically rather than expecting instant results. The first stage involves self-awareness and honest assessment. This means identifying current confidence levels, understanding what situations trigger self-doubt, and recognizing existing strengths and capabilities. Many people underestimate their abilities and overestimate their weaknesses, so this stage often involves recalibrating self-perception based on evidence rather than emotion. The second stage focuses on skill development and practice. Confidence grows through competence, so building relevant skills in communication, decision-making, problem-solving, and specific technical areas creates a solid foundation for lasting confidence. This stage emphasizes taking action despite fear or uncertainty, gradually expanding comfort zones through calculated risks and challenges. The third stage involves integration and maintenance. This is where new confident behaviors become natural and automatic. It requires consistent practice, regular self-reflection, and ongoing support to ensure that confidence gains are sustained over time rather than reverting to old patterns during stressful periods. Confidence building for new coaches. New coaches face unique challenges in developing their confidence, as they must simultaneously learn coaching skills while building their own sense of professional competence. Building confidence as a new coach requires patience, self-compassion, and strategic approaches to skill development. One of the most effective ways for new coaches to build confidence is through structured practice opportunities. This might involve working with volunteer clients, participating in coaching circles, or engaging in peer coaching relationships. These low-stakes environments allow new coaches to practice their skills, receive feedback, and build experience without the pressure of formal client relationships. Mentorship also plays a crucial role in new coach confidence. Working with an experienced coach provides modeling, guidance, and reassurance during the learning process. Mentors can help new coaches normalize the challenges of learning while providing practical strategies for handling difficult situations or client dynamics. New coaches should also focus on developing their unique coaching style rather than trying to emulate others. Confidence comes from authenticity, and clients respond better to coaches who are genuine and comfortable with their own approach rather than trying to be someone they're not. Executive coaching and confidence building. In the corporate world, confidence is often the differentiating factor between good performers and exceptional leaders. Executive coaching provides specific support for confidence building in leadership contexts, addressing the unique challenges faced by executives and senior managers. Executive confidence coaching often focuses on areas such as public speaking, difficult conversations, strategic decision-making, and team leadership. These are high-stakes situations where confidence directly impacts results, making coaching interventions particularly valuable. One key aspect of executive coaching is helping leaders understand the difference between confidence and arrogance. Confident leaders are self-assured but remain open to feedback, willing to admit mistakes, and interested in continuous improvement. They understand that true confidence comes from competence and character rather than position or title. Executive coaching also addresses the isolation that many leaders experience. Senior positions can be lonely, with fewer opportunities for honest feedback or support. Coaching provides a confidential space where executives can explore challenges, test ideas, and receive objective perspective on their leadership approach. Essential communication skills for confident coaches. Confident coaching requires mastery of specific communication skills that create safety, promote exploration, and facilitate growth. Developing essential communication skills is fundamental to coaching effectiveness and directly impacts both coach confidence and client outcomes. Active listening forms the foundation of confident coaching. This goes beyond simply hearing words to truly understanding the client's perspective, emotions, and underlying concerns. Confident coaches listen without judgment, ask clarifying questions, and reflect back what they hear to ensure accurate understanding. Nonverbal communication also plays a crucial role in confident coaching. Body language, facial expressions, and vocal tone all convey messages about the coach's confidence and competence. Coaches who are aware of their nonverbal communication and use it intentionally create stronger connections with clients and project greater confidence in their abilities. Boundary setting represents another essential communication skill for confident coaches. This involves clearly communicating expectations, maintaining professional relationships, and addressing issues directly when they arise. Confident coaches are comfortable having difficult conversations and don't avoid conflict when it serves the client's best interests. Accelerating personal growth through coaching. One of the most powerful aspects of coaching is its ability to accelerate personal growth and development. Understanding how coaching accelerates personal growth helps both coaches and clients maximize the benefits of the coaching relationship and build confidence more efficiently. Coaching accelerates growth by providing structure, accountability, and outside perspective. Many people have goals and good intentions but struggle with consistent action or objective self-assessment. Coaches help clients create specific plans, maintain momentum, and see blind spots that might otherwise limit progress. The coaching process also creates a safe space for experimentation and risk-taking. Clients can explore new behaviors, test different approaches, and learn from failures without judgment. This protected environment allows for faster learning and confidence building than might occur naturally. Regular coaching sessions provide ongoing reflection and course correction. Rather than waiting months or years to assess progress, clients engage in frequent review and adjustment of their approach. This continuous improvement cycle leads to faster results and builds confidence through visible progress. The art of asking better questions. Confident coaches understand that the quality of their questions directly impacts the quality of client insights and breakthroughs. Learning to ask better questions as a coach is both an art and a science that significantly impacts coaching effectiveness and client confidence development. Powerful questions are open-ended, thought-provoking, and focused on the client's goals and values. They invite exploration rather than simple yes/no responses and often challenge assumptions or limiting beliefs. Examples include "What would be possible if you weren't afraid?" or "How does this align with your core values?" Timing is crucial when asking powerful questions. Confident coaches know when to push deeper and when to allow silence for processing. They read client energy and emotional states to determine the most effective moments for challenging questions versus supportive ones. The best coaches also ask questions that build on previous responses, creating a logical progression that leads clients to new insights. This requires active listening and the ability to synthesize information in real time, skills that develop with practice and contribute to overall coaching confidence. Building credibility as a speaker and coach. Credibility is the foundation of coaching confidence, as clients must trust their coach's expertise and judgment to engage fully in the process. Building credibility as a speaker and coach involves both visible competencies and underlying character traits that inspire trust and confidence. Professional credentials and certifications provide initial credibility, but ongoing credibility is built through consistent delivery of value, ethical behavior, and genuine care for client outcomes. Credible coaches honor commitments, maintain confidentiality, and continually invest in their own development. Transparency also builds credibility. This means being honest about limitations, acknowledging when unsure about something, and referring clients to other resources when appropriate. Confident coaches understand that admitting what they don't know actually increases rather than decreases credibility. Consistent messaging and authentic presentation contribute to credibility as well. Coaches who try to be all things to all people often undermine their credibility, while those who clearly communicate their expertise and approach attract the right clients and build stronger coaching relationships. Establishing trust with clients quickly. Trust is the cornerstone of effective coaching relationships, and confident coaches know how to establish trust quickly while maintaining it throughout the coaching engagement. Building trust with clients quickly requires intentional actions and consistent behavior that demonstrates reliability, competence, and genuine care. Initial trust is often established through clear communication about the coaching process, expectations, and boundaries. Confident coaches take time to explain how coaching works, what clients can expect, and what their role will be in the process. This transparency reduces anxiety and creates a foundation for trust. Demonstrating competence early in the relationship also builds trust quickly. This doesn't mean having all the answers, but rather showing strong listening skills, asking insightful questions, and providing value in initial conversations. Clients need to feel that their coach can help them achieve their goals. Consistency in behavior and communication maintains trust over time. Confident coaches show up reliably, follow through on commitments, and maintain appropriate boundaries. They also address issues directly when they arise rather than allowing problems to fester. Conclusion. Building confidence through coaching is not a destination but an ongoing journey of growth, learning, and development. Whether you're a coach working to develop your own confidence or someone seeking to build confidence through coaching, the process requires patience, commitment, and consistent action. The most important insight about confidence building is that it occurs through experience and practice rather than theory alone. Confident coaches and clients alike understand that confidence grows through taking action despite fear, learning from mistakes, and continuously expanding comfort zones. Successful confidence building also requires a supportive environment where growth is encouraged and setbacks are viewed as learning opportunities. The coaching relationship provides this environment, creating space for authentic exploration and sustainable change. Ultimately, confidence built through coaching is more robust and lasting than confidence based on external validation or temporary success. It comes from deep self-knowledge, developed skills, and the understanding that challenges are opportunities for growth rather than threats to self-worth. This foundational confidence serves as a launching pad for continued success and fulfillment in all areas of life.